Okay, hello and welcome back to Coffee and Cigarettes with Kevin and Lauren. I'm Kevin and this is...
Lauren.
She said so much. It's so fantastic. Okay, we are here. It is what? What day is today?
Sunday the 28th.
You sound so nervous. Why are you nervous? Where have you been?
At the mall.
Why are you nervous?
Who's nervous?
Do you have something to hide?
Yes.
The listeners want to know. What do you want? What are you hiding?
It was a really long time before I showered today.
She's smelly, folks. I can smell her. You can't smell her, but I can smell her.
No, I'm clean now. I showered.
We're podcasting outside. There's a big...
molester van.
Molester van driving by. It's frightening because we live in a nice neighborhood, supposedly. Prime territory for molesters. Lauren, your thoughts?
Ted Bundy lived in a nice neighborhood. That's my thoughts.
What are your thoughts on molester vans in general?
Not...
Would you own one?
No.
Never?
You would.
What if you won one in a video game or a contest or something?
Yeah.
Expand.
I'd gut it and make it like a mobile awesome lounge.
You heard it here live, folks. Lauren wants to gut her molester van and make it a awesome lounge. What kind of lounges do you do?
Coffee lounge, because I like coffee. And it would have big comfy chairs.
What kind of chairs? Lazy Boy? Would you be able to recline? Would you be able to watch movies? What kind of movies?
More sofa-esque and whatever kinds of movies you want. Lots of horror films, some Tim Burton stuff, every chick flick ever. You know, the usual.
You heard it here first, folks. She's a fan of horror, Tim Burton, chick flicks, American Horror Story, correct?
Correct.
Would you have Wi-Fi in your molester van?
Obviously.
So you heard it here, folks. Lauren would own a molester van. She would have Wi-Fi. She would have the perfect amenities for children. Lauren, deny or affirm these accusations.
I don't think those are the perfect situations for children.
You don't think children like a nice comfy couch and a molester van?
Probably not the molester van part.
They don't know.
They don't...
Lauren incriminating herself here, live. You heard it first on Coffee and Cigarettes with Kevin and Lauren. Lauren, go ahead. Say your piece.
I'm not a molester.
I believe her, folks. She's my sister. I've known her for quite some time. She's a good person. Okay. So right now, we are outside the home we grew up in,
the home. Surface home.
Right. It's under remodel. But how long have they been remodeling? I don't necessarily live here anymore. Lauren, you're more here than I am. How long have they been remodeling? Forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
How long is forever?
I'm not sure. Many moons.
The moons have been coming and going. Okay, folks, you don't understand. The moon is out tonight, and they are still remodeling, okay? There are still broken things. There are still things all over the house that don't work. The heat is so back-ass in this fucking house, okay? You go in the back of the house, and it's really, really hot. You go to the front of the house, and you're wearing gloves and a sweater. What are your thoughts, Lauren?
It sucks.
Lauren, where do you sleep when you stay at this house?
In a closet.
Lauren, can you explain to the viewers or the listeners why you sleep in the closet? Go.
Well, ironically, due to the remodel, everything got nicer, mostly.
If everything's so nice, why are you in the fucking closet like Harry fucking Potter?
I wasn't done. So, in the remodel, one of the guest bedroom became an office, and my room is now basically the guest room. And since Kevin drove from Tucson, he gets the actual bedroom, and I sleep on a mattress topper in the walk-in closet. It's very dark, and it's much warmer than most of the other rooms. So honestly, folks, it's a pretty good gig.
She sleeps in a fucking closet. Lauren, where's my room? My old room that I grew up in, that I loved.
It's being rented out.
My room no longer exists, folks. What happened to that room?
It's now converted into a studio apartment.
It's fucking pimp, okay? It's kick fucking ass. All right, I destroyed that room. And my mother was always like, no, it costs too much to put up a door. It costs too much to put up a wall, blah, 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 blah. It costs like nothing. Okay, it's some freaking drywall. Why is that so hard? All I wanted was a door. A door. I'm 18 years old and I'm living at home and I want a door in my room. Is that so uncalled for? Lauren, your thoughts. Viewers want to know. Listeners.
Well, in all fairness, you lived upstairs, so you'd know people were coming because they were coming up the stairs.
Don't pay attention to her. She sleeps in a closet. Go. This is very true. I would do debaucherous things up there. No one would know. And I'd have a balcony, and it'd be great. I could do whatever I wanted. I could sneak out ahead a little ladder. I could crawl onto the roof. I was not a good kid. Lauren, were you as bad a kid as I was?
Definitely not.
Did you get in trouble?
Yes.
Explain. One good time.
I got grounded for many months, like at least 6 months.
Which 6 months?
The time of my sweet 16... because I got caught drinking.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the police made me call my mommy at 1 a.m.
Lauren, I have to say, I got caught drinking as well. Nothing really happened to me. Why do you think that was?
I'm a girl. You're not.
Ha!
That's it.
Lauren, this is very true. Okay.
I was told very directly that this house had double standards.
Double standards. That is like the least of those. The most. Yes, there were double standards of the asshole, and we couldn't even figure out the double standards. Sometimes there were double standards for one person. Yeah. Sometimes you could do something, and sometimes you couldn't. Sometimes you'd be grounded, and the next day you wouldn't be grounded, and then the day after you would. Mm-hmm. You just wouldn't know. Lauren, did this ever happen to you? They want to know.
Well, no, I don't know. No, I didn't get in trouble that much, but. Definitely, like, you could get away with different things with mom than with dad.
Example. I have some. I want to hear from you first. They want to hear.
Well, like, perhaps an outfit that one of the parents wouldn't have let me leave the house in, the other would. Or I would just say the other one already had seen the outfit and then leave.
Ooh, pitting our parents against each other who already hated each other.
Yeah,
classic.
There's no way they were going to check with each other, so it worked out.
All right, folks. So you understand, Lauren got away with wearing outfits.
Outfits.
I got away, I wouldn't say with murder, because I killed no people that I know of. But.
Or.
Oh, a more? An exclusive.
Not that exciting. Well, just like, I think they started to assume that the other had checked on my whereabouts, so neither was checking on my whereabouts.
So they let you roam free?
More or less, by the end of high school.
They let you walk the mean streets of Los Angeles, of Santa Monica.
I was just, like, hanging out at my boyfriend's house.
Ooh, your boyfriend.
Ooh.
Which boyfriend?
I cannot reveal.
Ah! I almost got her. Well, I'll reveal. All right.
He only lives 4 blocks away, though.
I know the boy. Let's call him... Rock.
Sure.
Get it.
Yeah. Because he's fat.
Yeah, that's the one. Let's make fun of his appearance. That's a good empathetic psychologist therapist that you are.
Whatever.
Yeah, he was a dick. Okay, anyway. So I could do anything I wanted in this home. It was so awesome, all right? Like, I could literally have parties upstairs with my parents downstairs. And, well, sometimes I could, but sometimes my mom would come up and hit me with a spatula, and my friends thought it was so funny. But that's just the way it happened. This was the nut house. And in high school, oh man, I was homeschooled for a little while, but not by my parents and not by a homeschooler. I was just at home a lot. The teacher would come once a week, and I could do whatever the hell I wanted. AKA, I could do whatever the hell I wanted. And let's just say I was not a good child.
What did you wanted?
What did I wanted? I wanted drugs, sex, money, party, rock and roll. I wanted heroin, coke, speed, ecstasy, weed, liquor, anything I wanted to get my hands on, I could. We're in Santa Monica. We have too many rich white people with too much goddamn time on their hands. Lauren, disagree or agree?
Agree.
She agrees, folks. I'm looking at all of their houses right now with Lauren. Too many rich white people. With too much time on their hands.
Yep.
What do you think they're doing right now? Coke?
Yep.
Drugs?
Yep.
Sex?
Yep.
Partying?
Absolutely.
Rock and roll?
Mm.
Maybe some hardcore rap? Midlife crisis fathers hardcore rap?
Yeah.
That's the one. All right, folks, you heard it here live. We're freezing our asses off. And we're in Santa Monica. We are not equipped for this weather. It's like, what, 45 degrees? And we are dying here. We will see you next time on Coffee and... What is our show called?
Coffee and Cigarettes.
Coffee and Cigarettes with Kevin and Lauren. Adios.